This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In between all the scandals that Congress is digging into, lawmakers are grinding away at regular business as well. The Senate Agriculture Committee has passed a 10-year, nearly trillion-dollar piece of work known as the Farm Bill. The House took it up today. Tom Vilsack is the Secretary of Agriculture. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you.
First thing I want to know, sir, is why we call the Farm Bill when it's like 80% food stamps and what is known as domestic food aid?
Well, I refer to it as the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill because it's all three of those things. It obviously impacts and affects production agriculture, but it also impacts much, much more that occurs in rural America, and it also has an impact on our nutrition assistance programs.
One of the things you're trying to do this year is to increase awareness of organic farming, organic agriculture. You say it's the largest growing section of American agriculture?
Well, it's the fastest growing section. It's not the largest, but it's the fastest growing.
Do you need to tuck another thing into this bill, sir?
Well, I think it's important as we take a look at how we might rebuild the rural economy and revitalize it. We want to make sure that young people have an opportunity to get into the farming business, and that can be expensive unless you start small. Certainly organic provides that high value-added opportunity.
I want to get back to this idea that most of what's in this bill is domestic food aid, food stamps and SNAP, as it's called, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's no small bone of contention in Washington now, this idea of the safety net versus letting people fend for themselves. What do you say to critics who say food stamps and supplemental nutrition is getting too easy to get?
Every dollar that is basically spent and invested in the SNAP program generates $1.84 in economic activity. The key here is not so much to create a process where we are going to disqualify a lot of well-meaning and hard-working folks who just need a little help. The key here is for us to make sure that we have an economy, as the president's working on, that gets better-paying jobs for those folks. And thereby reduce the right way the number of people that need this assistance.
With all respect to the members of Congress who work on these issues, it is obviously a very politicized issue. What does it feel like for you to be on the receiving end of that politicking on some of your key programs?
This bill is not just about folks who live, work, and raise their families in rural areas. It's really about the rest of the country as well. And so when they're challenging issues that are presented during the debate, it's an opportunity to educate people.
Tom Vilsack, he's the Secretary of Agriculture. Mr. Secretary, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Take care.